Hey, it's Zoe. Today we're talking about how to bust out of survival thinking. So whether you are a business owner or a professional, this is pretty critical because you know what? It sucks to be in survival mode. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the Zoe Routh Leadership Podcast, your source of strategies and insights to make you a better leader. Influence, improve, inspire.
So welcome. I am delighted to share this episode with you. I have been hearing so many stories and listening to people talk about survival mode, though they don't necessarily call it that. They talk about their immediate concerns. And when I'm looking at the shift from survival thinker to global thinker, it's a long path. And being able to shift out of immediate concerns around survival thinking is the first step. So we're going to have a look at that and what we can learn from survival thinking, what's good about it, and then how to transcend and take the lessons with us. I think probably a good place to start is with a story I was listening to just recently from an industry association leader. He joined the organization about 2 years ago, and at the time, it was just coming through that lovely, prosperous time in a business where things were going well, they were highly successful, and they got a little complacent with that. And I think that is one of the hallmarks of resting on your laurels and enjoying your... Did I just say laurels twice? I don't even know what those are. In any case, when we get stuck in a period of success, we kind of go, aha, we relax into it and we think, this is how it's going to be forevermore. And that sense of complacency spells doom. And it spelled doom for this particular industry association. Because what happened is conditions changed. There was new competitors in the market, so they started to lose a lot of their clients. Their salaries increased because they were enjoying the benefits of having worked so hard previously. So their expenses went up, their income went down, and guess what? They went in the red. And that's when they went into survival mode, obviously, because that spells if you keep operating at a loss, you won't be keeping your doors open too long. So this is what happens when we go into survival mode. Biochemically, we are wired to zoom in our focus and focus on the immediate. What do we need to do now to keep us alive and well? And it works the same in a business and professional context. We tend to clear the decks and go, right, what do we need to do just to keep the doors open and keep things rolling over? The challenge with that is that we tend to miss out on the bigger picture because we've narrowed our focus. And that's actually what we need to do to bust out of survival thinking, is to zoom out and look at the big picture. So what do we do? How do we crack out of the biochemical paralysis that can happen? Well, let's have a look at this. So I think the first thing to recognize is what's good about moving into survival mode, because at any of the stages from survival thinker to global thinker, there are benefits to it and we need to take the benefits with us into the next stage. So when we're looking at survival mode, when we're in that stage, and often we go through it in a startup period or when we're new to a role in our professional lives, we are in survival because we've got to learn the ropes, we've got to know the lay of the land, so we are hypervigilant. And that hypervigilance is actually one of the things we should take with us on our leadership journey. That ability to see, assess, and weigh up the consequences is going to serve us well. So when we're in survival mode, that ability to be on alert is really important. And we tend to develop a sense of efficiency and bootstrapping. I know when I first started my practice, I didn't have 2 cents to rub together. So every choice was carefully weighed up. You know, is this going to be useful to me? Is this worth trying to find money to make this happen? Or is this an unnecessary expense? And I think that this is a useful frame to carry with us throughout our journey, because when the money is bountiful, if we're not disciplined, we tend to spread it willy-nilly on things that aren't necessary. And our businesses can become bloated and inefficient. So survival mode, when we're being diligent about our assessments, about what's useful, I think is really is really effective. And in the professional world, it's the same. And you can be vigilant and ruthless with how you allocate your time and resources. So that's really good. Creative solution making is one of the useful things out of survival mode. You know, when I first started my practice, it's like I didn't have a lot of money to throw at new projects. So it forced me to think about who can I pair up with? How can I make a better deal with this? Can I do a in-kind program with this? And that sort of creative solution making when resources are scarce can sometimes get lost in times of prosperity, which then leads to the period of decline. So that creative solution making, that sort of, right, how can we do this better, cheaper, faster modality is one of the useful things that we can take with us. And probably the third thing that's useful about survival mode is the sense of resilience. Because it takes a lot of courage and determination and persistence to weather the storm and get through this period. And that is always a useful lesson. And we learn a lot through the startup phase or a new job phase, if you like, about what we're capable of and what we can withstand and what kind of inner resourcefulness we can use. And that's one of the key lessons from any of my outdoor experiential education work, is that resilience, that ability to rely on self and problem solve and endure circumstances we wouldn't always necessarily choose willingly, like sleeping under a bivy in the pouring rain is not always like an idea of a comfortable time. And yet those kind of epic adventures show us what we're capable of and what's possible and what we can put up with. So there are some good things that come out of survival thinking. However, we don't want to stay there. It's not that fun. So let's take the lessons from survival thinking and look now to how do we shift out of it. The first thing to look at is perspective. So when we're looking at perspective, we need to unplug the fear by looking at the future and considering the past, which goes against all the mindfulness stuff about be here now, be present. And yet, we need to do this in order to unplug the anxiety that comes in survival mode. So the way to do that is to ask the question, like, how far have we come? And looking at the journey to date is a useful way of going, wow, we've gone through a lot of challenges already. We've learned a lot. We are capable of much. And this reinforces the sense of autonomy and resilience. Another question to ask through this is, well, will this matter in 1 month, in 1 year, in 5 years, in 20 years? And so thinking about it from that point of view, and if the business is going under, go, yes, it will matter in 1 year, 5 year, in 20 years. So sometimes we need to pay attention to those questions. However, looking at how far we've come and where we want to go is a useful tension to help us create the will and impetus to rise above the immediate pressing concerns to look at long-term strategy as well. The other piece around that comes with perspective is mindset. So what is our mindset? Useful thing. Do we tend to worry? Are we a worrier or a warrior? That really is hard to pronounce in Canadian accent. Worrier or warrior. And I think that's a useful thing to think about. So turn your worries into a warrior mindset in terms of being determined into fighting what you want, what you want. For fighting for what you want. Yeah, I think that's correct grammar. So the mindset is, this too shall pass. That's another way of unplugging from immediate concerns with the same thing of actually taking action, you know. So that warrior mindset is really helpful. So this too shall pass and let's get a hustle on is a really helpful mindset. When we're looking at our stories and what's going on in our worrier, the one that's wringing their wrists, wringing their hands, the story that's going on, we need to be able to tell different stories to get us out of this mindset. So to reflect on that, think about what meaning do you give to the situation? So I was listening to a woman last night at a networking function where I was speaking, and she asked a question about, she'd been in a workplace that was fairly toxic. She'd done her best to share her opinion about what she thought was going on, about the behaviors that were inappropriate. And they did the, yeah, we hear you, and then did nothing about it. And she was so caught up about it. And she'd actually left the organization 2 years previously and was still talking about it. So clearly it had a big impact. So the questions, and it was causing her to be in survival mode out of fear that this would repeat itself, not only for her, but for others. She was carrying the weight of the world on her shoulders. So the question is, what meaning do you give this situation? And I think part, if I digged a little bit with her underneath the surface, what was going on was, I can't do this, I'm not heard, people won't listen, and some really unhelpful stories. The next sort of question for you is, what pathology or pattern of negative behavior comes up? Is this a repeating thing? Is this a lesson you haven't yet learned? What is in there for you? What critical self-sabotage routine have you got going on? A third question to shift at the story is, what better meaning could you have for this experience? So how could you take this situation and give it a better meaning? So if it's a survival story, it might be, right, this is my opportunity to prove my mettle. This is my opportunity to go back to the basics. This is my opportunity to get creative. This is my opportunity to show real leadership. And you can galvanize yourself into an excitement instead of a worrying feeling. I think one of the most powerful questions is, what are you afraid of losing? Because the fear of loss can be a paralyzing driver. So if you fear of losing nothing except the opportunity, then yay, go for it. So once we've examined our story, the next stage to shift out of survival thinking is to think about possibility. And this is a classic one to move from victim to learner. And the question is, and it's the most powerful question you could ever ask yourself anytime you're stressed out, worried, or freaking out, this question is it. So if you're going to pay attention, this is the question to pay attention to. This is the golden question. Get your pen out. Make a note. Here it is. Are you ready? What do you want instead? One of the most powerful questions you can ever ask of yourself or others when you're stuck in survival mode and whinging about a particular situation. Because with that question, you craft a possible new future. And with a possible new future, you see new action. And with new action, you see a way out of your current situation. Here's another possibility question. What if you did the opposite of what your competitors did? Zig while everyone else zags. And that requires you getting out of survival mode to get some perspective. Here's another one, possibility question. If you could wave your magic wand, what would it look like? I love asking this question because when I ask clients and this question about their situation, they get this look of, their whole body shifts, their biochemistry shifts, and they get in this world of like relaxed shoulders and like relief. So that's a really powerful one because you can't change what's going on if you don't know where you're going to. And the third question around possibility is, what is your first next step? Yeah, so get some momentum. What's a little baby step you can do to shift you towards that alternative future? Here's a consideration for you, because sometimes we get stuck in survival mode doing what we've already always doing, even though it's not really working, because there's a sunk cost. We've already spent so much money, we can't give up on it now, which is a very huge danger for a lot of businesses, like all that regret of having invested so much before pulling up and calling it stumps. So be mindful of that. Is this a sunk cost driving current behavior? And if so, you got to know when to pull the plug. All right, another strategy is get some outside advice and opinions. Get some other people's perspective. Get out of your own little circle of colleagues and industry and learn from somebody who's in a different state, different stage, who can look at what's going on and go, yeah, you need to actually address culture issues or you need to address leadership. So with the industry association I was speaking to yesterday about this, as they're coming out of survival mode, they've overhauled their strategy. They've bootstrapped a lot of their programs and staffing, and they're getting focused now on the future, which is great. So their next piece of work is not around strategy necessarily, because they believe they've got a way to turn their situation around. And their sense of contribution is also pretty powerful. So they have a good sense of brand, and that will carry them, that will carry their strategy into the marketplace well. What's missing for them are the two other components, leadership and culture. And to underestimate the power of those two pieces will mean your business will continue to flounder in survival mode. So you need those four things: leadership, strategy, culture, and contribution. Leadership is like the head of your business or your professional life. Strategy is the hands for you to implement. Culture is the heart of what's going on. And contribution, what you do in the community for a sense of purpose, is the soul. All right. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this podcast, how you get out of survival mode. Are you in survival mode? What does that look like for you? Email me if you want, zoe@innercompass.com.au, or leave a comment in the show notes. That would be fantastic. Oh, the show notes are at zoerouth.com/podcast/survival. I'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, live well, lead well.